On Sunday evening, the issue of Alaska coastal erosion will be featured on the Al Jazeera America program, Fault Lines. The correspondent for the story is former APRN reporter Libby Casey. She says they highlighted Newtok and Kivalina on the Northwest Arctic coast. Newtok is farther along in the very slow process of relocation, but Kivalina is having trouble getting disaster funds in part because of their strong efforts at protecting the community from storm damage.
When we landed in Kivalina in October, a big fall storm had just rolled in, and it was literally eating away at the land. Just erosion was happening right there near the airstrip. And the airstrip is essential for the community to get goods in and out. It's essential in emergencies. It's how you get to the village. And when we got there, crews were working around the clock to fill giant sandbags and shore up the coast and try to prevent any more erosion from happening. They were using their own equipment, their volunteer man hours, their fuel, paying for the fuel, and they were really hoping that a disaster might be declared to help refund some of that money. But because they were successful in preventing a disaster from happening, no disaster, no money. And so there's a real catch-22 here for these villages that are trying to prevent the worst from happening. And they don't want outsiders to come in and say, here's what you should do, here are the solutions. They just want outsiders to listen and help them achieve their goals.
There was a big multi-nation agreement reached in Paris to work on mitigating climate impacts globally. Will this help the villages in Alaska?
Well, you know, Laurie, there was a focus in Paris on helping developing nations adapt to climate change. But the U.S. isn't a developing nation, so it doesn't really qualify. And, you know, that agreement in Paris was hailed by the White House as a success, as a real leap forward. But it's more aspirational than action-oriented. And there are still big questions about how targets for lowering emissions and pollution will actually be met. And Paris didn't yield money, which is really the cold, hard currency that communities need to be able to build new houses or move their old houses to a new community.
Libby, what do you hope this program, When the Water Took the Land, achieves? What's the effort in highlighting the villages here in Alaska?
Well, we discovered that there really isn't a framework in place to plan ahead and help communities decide. There's not a lot of money there in Alaska or in the lower 48. It's just not how our government thinks about it. So I think one of the goals here is to get us all talking about and thinking about the fact that the time has come when we have to have a different dialogue. It's a new way of thinking. But experts that we interviewed said what's happening to Alaska will happen in other places. It will happen in New York State. It will happen in Florida. It will happen in Louisiana. And so Alaska can be this place where lessons learned have a real impact for the communities in places like Kivalina, but also for people around the country. And then it's also just, it's really important to have Alaskans sharing their stories in their own words with a larger audience. And we interviewed one elder, Lucy Adams, in Kivalina, who said, I talk, and I'm starting to feel like it's not amounting to anything. But the more they tell their story and share it, hopefully the more people will learn and see that this isn't just something to discuss and debate, but it's people's lives, and it's time to figure out how to help them.
Libby Casey is a reporter for Al Jazeera America. The Fault Lines program, When the Water Took the Land, will air on Sunday evening. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.